time now for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Lily Meyer. San Francisco-based Levi's is going back to its roots as it tries to win over more customers. So, Lily, what's the company doing?
Hi, yeah, thanks so much for having me. So, you know, Levi is looking at ways to expand its reach, and one of the recent customer groups that's identified is, you know, specifically it's looking to gain share with men, and it's looking at blue-collar men in rural areas as a new and big customer opportunity.
So I must be behind the times. I always thought rural men were the customers for Levi's.
Yeah, so, you know, I think to some extent they probably are, but other retailers like Wrangler and Carhartt have really grown in that area, while Levi has kind of grown to become a little bit more fashion forward. It's looking at a more kind of fashion Western customer, and it's really grown its offerings for women as well.
Speaking of, the company recently teamed up with Beyonce for the Cowboy Carter collection. How does that fit into the plans you're talking about?
Yeah, so, you know, it's another effort the company is doing. I think the Cowboy Carter collection is definitely more of that faster fashion Western take. And so now the company is kind of going back to its roots and doing more of the true Western and making product that is, you know, works more for electricians and plumbers and farmers and ranchers. Their new jeans fit over boots.
Yeah. So, you know, for a long time, Levi's was synonymous with denim, blue jeans. But how has the company's financial picture been in recent years?
Yeah. So this year, Levi's stock has performed very well, especially compared to some of its specialty retail peers. And sales over the last several quarters have also, you know, shown growth. And so I think Levi is trying to target a broad market. And this is one of its multiple efforts to kind of get customers from different areas, geographically, different kinds of customers, and try and get them to shop at Levi.
So the goal is $10 billion. How likely is the company, do you think, to reach that?
You know, it's hard for me to say. The company's going to need to start bringing in $3.5 billion more a year. It'll be really interesting to hear how tariffs is complicating that goal and, you know, to get an update on where the company is on that goal. But I know that that remains, you know, an important milestone within the company.
How does Boot Barn figure into this?
So as part of its effort to cater to men, to cater to a more rural consumer, Levi is expanding its offerings in Boot Barn stores. So the company is bringing its full range to the majority of Boot Barn doors. And it used to sell only about 10% of products there, but now it's really expanding its range. And it's also going to be sold at Cavender's, which is a retailer that was started in Texas. And so, you know, one of the ways it's trying to reach this newer audience is to show up at places where people are shopping, and they've identified these as two of the stores to the chains that people buy workwear from.
So do women now make up a large portion of the audience for these jeans?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know exactly, you know, what the percent breakdown is, but I know recently Levi has really been trying to grow its market for women, and so it's gotten a lot, you know, it's gotten more into tops, building out its tops collection and expanding the offerings that it has.
Well, Lily, thank you very much for joining us. Anything else you want to add?
No, thanks so much for having me.
All right, good deal. Thank you. That's Bloomberg's Lily Meyer. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.